We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. We are beginning two lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. And we will be continuing this sugya of what we call Rayin or Saleik, where you have the Min B'Minah and the Ein B'Minah here together, and the Shaila is which way to go. And we'll see another component of the Shaila. Itma. Yayin Nesach Shenofa Labar. You have nine Nesach that fell into the bar. V'nofa Shom Kitam Shamayim. And you also have a kitan shamayim there. Zok to Gemara, Amachiske, top on base. Higdilu be iser aser. Higdilu be heta mutter. Which means like this. If it started off with regular wine and water, they were there first. And now you added on yayin nesach afterwards. And it made it more. So there, the halacha is that it's aser. Because there's not a hold of royin. So me like this. You had here water with regular wine. And now you add it on Yayin Nesach. So now it asers, because the Yayin Nesach asers the other wine. Now between the two, it's more than the water. If it's more than the water, it does not become bottle. Higdilu beheter mutter. But if the case was the opposite, that first there was Yayin Nesach with water, and there was more water than the Yayin Nesach. 65 ounces of water and 1 ounce of Yayin Nesach in a bar. And then you add it on wine of heter, then it'll be mutter. Because you know why? It's very posh. This case is the kuliyam. You don't have to come on Deis Aleik. Because when it's there together, the water and the yayin nesach, it's bottle ready. Now when I add wine, you don't say chayzer neir. It re-strengthens the wine. The wine's already bottle. Because the water and the yayin nesach were there first. And it was 65 to 1. So, and it's mimma in a mina. So vatel it. When I add on the wine afterwards, like deal behet, I add on wine mutter afterwards, it does nothing. It's still mutter. So that's what Chizkiyah says. If it starts off with wine and water, even more wine than water, and then there's whatever the case is, and then you add iser. Either way, it makes no difference what was more. Even if there was more mayim than that, more mayim than the wine before, it makes no difference. When you add the iser meets the wine and asers the wine. It makes a difference if there was water there. But if the water started off together with the ayin nesach, then it's bottle already. Rabbi Yechonam, no, I feel like deal of iser mutter. Even if you add it on the iser afterwards, since there was mayim de tchila, so therefore the mayim will knock out the new yayin esach coming in, and it will not team up with the existing kosher wine there that to knock out the water, because the water is more than the yayin esach, and the yayin esach comes second will be bottled in the yayin esach comes second will be bottled in 65 ounces of water. And even though if the two wines together, the water will bottle it, but it makes no difference. He holds you look at that wine that's not here, the kosher wine's not here, and the second yayin esach falls into the water will bottle it. That's how we're already explaining this Gemara. Really, lemaskana, that's the machlekes Chizkiyah Rabbi Yechonon. But Rabbi Yirmiyah did not really understand that's the machlekes Chizkiyah Rabbi Yechonon. He thought it was something else. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah l'Rav Zeira lema Chizkiyah v'Rabbi Yechonon. Maybe the beer machlekes Chizkiyah Rabbi Yechonon is a different machlekes. Spoke to Rabbi Eliyaz v'Rabbanan Kamefigi. The Tanah went to the Mishnah. Sa'ar shachul mishal chumo shenofosach yisa. Now sa'ar is yeast, the leaven. Now, if that can make something rise, then it's not bottle. But here we had sa'ar shachul and shachuma fell into a dough. Nofosach yisa. Each one cannot make it rise by itself. They have to go together. Together they will mechametz this dough. Is the dough now aser al truma or not? Rabbi Eliezer, it depends what was last. If the last one I put in was truma and that did the job, then it's a din truma. If the last one that fell in was chulin, then it's mutter. You know why? Because the truma can't be mechametz it by itself. And here, the truma itself does not have korech mechametz it, therefore, it's not a problem. So we said, this man, the Arimah, thinks that that's the machlokes Chizkiyah Rabbi Yechonon. Chizkiyah holds that you go bust out of whatever's last. And if the last is Yayin Nesach, it's Aser, just like if the last is Truma, it's Aser. And Rabbi Yechonon holds, no, that it's always Mutter because you have more water than the Yayin Nesach. And it's the same machlokes like Chulin and Truma. That Rabbi Eliezer holds, you go bust whatever's there last, and that's where Chizkiyah holds, whatever came last. The last thing is Yayin Esach, it's also. The last thing you put in is Yayin Heter, it's Mutter. And the Chum, that's the Gemara thinks. Right, the Gemara can't be. But Tizbro, Vama Abaya, Abaya explains Rabbi Eliezer's Shita by Sa'ar and Chuma. Vama Abaya, Loishonu, the only time it's Mutter if the the chulin falls second, the se'ar chulin falls second, is only if you took away the iser. L'shon shekam silik the iser. So even if the iser started off, if I took it away, it's not here anymore. Avalekadam silik, the iser is still here. Avalekadam silik the iser, it's aser. Because then you say, zev zagarim, it's aser, both together. So then chizki don't come on. The chizki is like no one. Because chizki says, if the heter comes second by the yayin, it's mutter. Even though l'chayra, they didn't take away the iser here. So if Rabbi Eliezer only says halacha, only if you take away the truma, so what kind of dimyan is to wine? So Chizki would not connach them with Rabbi Eliezer. That's a different reason. So Mara says halacha b'royin kemifagi. The machloikis by yayin esek is b'royin. Chizki less they royin or riachin islay, which means like this: the machloikis by sar shachum v'shal truma is machloikis zev zeh goyrim. That according to Rabbi Eliezer, they're both goyrim. It's aser. So therefore, the only time it's mutter, if you remove the truma and put in the sa'ar of chul, then it's good. But if they're both being garmed together, it's awesome. And chom holds zev zeh garm is mutter. The machlekes here by Yayin Esek is a whole entirely different machlekes. Chizki Rav Yechanan. Chizki says you don't say roitin, which means that as long as the Yayin Esek falls in afterwards, and there's a mimba minoy there, it asters the minoy, and then it's too much for the water to counteract. Mashenki Rav Yechanan holds that when it falls in, you look at the minoy of heter is not here, and it's just water connected yayin esach, and that's why it's bottle. So Rabbi Yechon holds of royin, and that's pshat why it's mutter. Freyti Gemara, is that true? Freyti Gemara, is that true? Va'mirsta Rabbi Yechon royin, va'boyim ner of Asi Rabbi Yechon, of Asi had a shout to Rabbi Yechon, shnei kaisois, there are two kaisois, two cups sitting here, echad shachum ve'echad shachumah. Two cups of wine. One was chulin, one's chuma. One was wine of chulin, one wine of chuma. Umazgan, and you did mezigi, diluted each one. So we're gonna, for argument's sake, we'll say the first pshat in the round right now. You diluted each one by 30 to 1. Okay, 30 to 1. Let's say it was 1 ounce of wine each cup, and I put in 30 of water. So each one. One was chulin, one was chuma. Umazgan, then it mixed it together. So there's 60 times water in here against 2 ounces. That's not enough. But it's 60 times water against one of truma, mahu. So the shaila is, do you say, discount the chulin, and 60 water connected the wine of truma and its bottle, or not? So if you hold the rayin, so you have to discount the chulin. So what's pshat to shaila? Pashatlay. So he didn't know about the beginning. Then he became sure about the din of rayin.
You look at the tequila, it's not here. And the mayim goes 60 times the chuma and knocks it out. So that's the way the first pshat in the round, they would talk about 60 times. The only thing that's bothersome with this pshat is that usually wine, you don't dilute it with 30 times water. Usually wine is diluted by 3 to 1. So the Ran says that the Rehazaken says Pshat and Agamara like this, that each cup of wine had 3 to 1, and he says like this, and they were 3 to 1, each one had 3 to 1. I read it in Tzav. Yitzchak make a vadava, pershul zu b'kaisos shavin, u'mezugin k'dei meziga. You dilute the regular meziga. V'nimtza, filo k'sho, I mean Ryan, even if you say Ryan, all it is 6 to 1. Engen al shisha, chalki mayim, k'negi yayin shachuma, afil ochi batla. Even though usually other surim needed shishim, yayin shani. By wine, 6 to 1 is enough for bittel. And it's a big issue when it comes to yayin esach. 6 to 1 is bittel gabi wine, because wine gets completely destroyed by 6 to 1. And that's takamash like that was the case here. Now, if you count the both wines, it would be 6 to 2, it would be a problem. But if you discount the chulin, you only count the truma, it's 6 to 1, and therefore it's the din of Ryan. So in the din of Ryan, it's not going to be in Iran's tubshatim. I'm just saying, is it in 60 or 6 or 6? Because that's normal ratio for diluting, and that would be the biggest side in bittel, gabi wine, that 6 is enough. But again, this machlokes about royim or not. Lamaisu we pass the Rav Yechanan. There's a din of royim that if yayin nesach falls in and there's water there, you could just count the water connected to yayin nesach. So just to recap, there's really three type of mixtures when it comes to water. If it starts off with 1 ounce of yayin nesach and 60 water, and then kosher wine, a lot of kosher wine falls in afterwards, lekuliyama it's mutter, because the water knocked out the yayin nesach, the 1 ounce, 60 to 1. The next case is where the machlekes is. Where you have yayin kosher, and then water fell in, and the water is not knocking out the yayin kasher. And then you have yayin nesach that fall in, that's only 1 ounce, connected 65 ounces of the water. Do you discount the yayin kasher or not? So that's the shayla of Rayin. If you hold Rayin, he discounts it. And the shayla is, do you say Rayin even more? When the mimimina fell in first, when the yayin nesach fell in first to the water, and it fell, the yayin nesach fell in first to the wine, and then it added water, that's 60 times the yayin nesach. Is that enough? That was the shayla on bottom of Amud. Zok the Gemara Vayta, Zeh HaKlal. Easy Gemara coming up to learn the Ramban. Zeh HaKlal. Says in our Mishnah, Mimimina Mashu, Mimimina Yayin Nesach Ases B'Mashu. Shaloi B'Mina Mesh Tam. It has to be 1 to 60, or 1 to 6, like we said by wine. Kumi Mesh Tam is 1 to 6. What's Halacha L'Maisa? Rav Shmuel Dar Mitavayu, Kol Asurim Shur V'Tayru. All Asurim, not Afgi Yayin Nesach. B'Minam B'Mashu, if it's Mimiminam, Ases B'Mashu. 1 to 1,000 Ases, when it's the same min. Because there, they don't counteract each other. They support each other. Therefore, asav mashu. Shaloi b'minam b'nei satam. When it's not b'minam, it's b'nei satam. It's 1 to 60. So then we understand what the zeh klal and the Mishnah is teaching us. Zeh klal, min b'minam mashu, zeh b'nei satam. Because zeh klal, asu yamai, asu kol asu and shiv b'tayra. So if you Rav Shmuel, it's a matter of all asu and shiv b'tayra, min b'minam asav mashu. Rabbi Yechon Rishlok is armed to vow, kol asu and shiv b'tayra, ben b'minam b'nei shalim b'nei satam. All asu and shiv b'tayra, it's always bottle b'shishim. Chutz metevel v'yayin nesach. Besides the tevel, which is something that was not taken off Truma or Maisus yet, v'yayin nesach, there's an idea of also a mashu, by minam mashu, v'shloi minam leisen tam. So what's zeh klal coming to Marba? It can't be saying yayin nesach, the Mishnah talks about yayin nesach. V'zeh klal asuyemai, on Amud Aleph, the end of Mishnah, zeh klal asuyei tevel. It's coming to Marba tevel. Now the Marvi is a brice the Rav Shmuel and a brice like Rav Yechon Shlokish. Tanyakov said the Rav Shmuel, but Tanyakov said the Rav Yechon Shlokish. Tanyakov said the Rav Shmuel, Kol Asurim Shavatayra b'minam mashu. All Asurim Shavatayra of Asur b'mashu b'minam. Shloim b'minam nezatam. Shloim b'minam is nezatam. Tanyakov said the Rav Yechon Shlokish, Kol Asurim Shavatayra. There it's clear every Isser, but in Rav Shmuel, Rav Yechon is a brice like Rav Yechon Shlokish. Kol Asurim Shavatayra b'minam shloim b'minam nezatam. It goes a bit of a shishim. Chutz metevel v'yayin esach. We'll see why they're different. There, b'minam b'mashu, shloi b'minam b'shitam. There, b'minam d'aser b'mashu, shloi b'minam d'aser b'shishin. Now, what's special about tevel and yayin esach? So, the Gemara, bishlam, yayin esach, when it's named shem chum, there is chavim, that we aser b'kolshu. Well, tevel, my time, why is tevel aser b'kolshu? So, the Gemara, the reason is, k'teri kachi suroi. Doma Shmuel says that the Raisa, Chuma works with one chita achas p'teres akriv, a big pile of chitim, thousands of chitim. One chita makes chuma really, midraisa. The Rabbanon, we gave a share, 1/60th, 1/40th, 1/50th, but midraisa, one chita. And Tosfos explains, since it's so chashiv that it can be matir a whole kri, it could aser a whole kri also. And that's why it calls shu asers. Now Tosfos says, why is there a different reason why it's not batal? Because davas yesh levatirim, something that it could be matir. Then that's what Yerushalmi Taka says. As davos yoshel matirim, that's why tevel is not batal. The Taisa says you need both reasons because davos yoshel matirim is not always a reason why it should not be batal. Because not every time the bialim is even here to matir. So the bialim is not in the city, the owner is not in the city. So it's not davos yoshel matirim. It's not possible matir right now. So it should be batal then. That's the other reason also of heterek kachisura. And the Gemara says ta'ina mehachir raya b'me as a mishnah chalo b'me omru. When do we say? Tevel oisav a kol shu dafka b'minon, but shloi b'minon not b'minon noisin tam, and shloi b'minon is noisin tam. Now Rashi learns is Tanya kavasei to the reason of a terikach esuroi. What do you see? Because you see, you only asks b'minon, and shloi b'minon you need chishim. So what's pshat? Because you only could take off a chita on chita, not on sairim. So therefore, it makes sense that it only asks the kol shu by minon. That's what Rashi explains. But everyone asks on it. All Rishonim asking it like. That's not a tiny avachi. We know that tevel the brisa we had arrived before also said the same thing that tevel only asks b'minoi. What are you bringing more from here? Where do you see the reason clear over here in the brisa? And therefore, the other rishonim learned that it's a tiny avachi. It's a tnan avachi. We're saying there's a mishnah also like that tevel is different. It's a mishnah like a regular sugar. So now it's only a brisa. Now we're bringing a mishnah that tevel oisus b'kolshu b'minoi. So you raise the time that tevel is different that it asks b'kolshu and not other isurim. So just to recap, last Gemara is we have machlokes amarayim. What's the locha min b'mina by a regular iser? According to Rav Shmuel, even a regular iser asers b'kolshu, but according to Rav Yechon Shlokish, it goes with chishim by a regular iser. The only exception is tevel and yayin nesach.